Torah Bas B'Shir Zayin, Chof Aleph El Hei Tov Shin Lamed Tes, September 13, 1979,
on Thursday. We went over the Rambam inside. So we saw that there is a machlekes v'sheinim as to the essence of the Yisrael by Akerim of Zeru Al-Bo. So according to Rashi and Pesachim, when there is a case of Sechot Mosayim, so only the Hitzvah, the Ekrement is awesome. But the original Gedurim remain Heter. But the Amuret, you cannot eat any of the Gedurim because one is intermingled with the other. It's not that the Ekrement goes by itself as a separate unit. It's intermingled. But Al-Pedin, so only the Ekrement is awesome. And the whatever grew before, so remains muta. So, and the reason is why, so we have, according to Rashi, we have to say what the Mechas Chinuch says, that by his Yitrach of Masayim, so it's only awesome the Rabbonon. Because in the Rabbonon, where Akeren is only bottle mili mine, Masayim Be'ach. But Midraise is bottle the Rabbonon. So, when will it be awesome in the Raise? Only if it's a Yisif Kibese. Let's say the original Gidulim, in the Kvalim and in the Tvue, together, was 200 Gzeisim. And then the Gedda fell down. And then, Bidiyose and Birtzeine. So another 200 Gzeisim grew in the state of Yerubye. So then it will be also in the Raise. But Mautjes will only be higher if you need 2 Gzeisim. This is what Mechas Chinuch says. So Mechas Chinuch says it as a double portion, according to everybody. But that's true according to Rashi. And I suppose the Teisa Shite is also the same. That's how it's Mashi. That Teisa Shite is also like that. I mean that only the Ekrement is also. However, the Rambam says that this is like Basa B'Cholo. In other words, that Bifni Atzme, so the Kfanim by itself was Heter, and the Tvuye by itself was Heter, but when there is an Rubye, so then everything becomes awesome. Everything becomes awesome. So the Mele, according to the Rambam, even the original Gidurim become awesome. Why does it become awesome? Where is the Mokke for it? So the Chinuch says, it's Alochim Takabor. That if there is a Zohua Ubo, Erd Messiah, then becomes awesome. So Michas Chinuch says, Lav Davke, Alochim Kabor. But it's not Lav Davke, it is Davke. In other words, it is Halachah Mishmi Sinai. So according to Ramban, it's also Halachah Mishmi Sinai. And because there is Halachah Mishmi Sinai, that in Mechuber, so Echad Messiah asks us all the Gedolim, because of that, the Chachomim or Misakim, the Rechasmachte, that in Tomush by Akeren, should also ask Echad Messiah. But in Mechuber, Echad Messiah asks the whole thing, with rights, according to the Chinuch, and that's the Shite, or the Rambam. Now the Rambam, so the Rambam says now the Rambam is the Kashi. Since there is a lot of Kamekame bottle, so why does the Gemara say in the door that if you have a bottle of Shviz and onion that grew in Shviz, so it's Issa, and then you plucked out onion, and then you implanted that onion in Shviz, in the eighth year. Everything that is going on in the eighth year is Heter. The onion, the Iker, is Issa. So then if this bottle that was replanted in the eighth year, so produce a Yeribu Gidulim, much more than the original, than the Ikea. So then the Gemara says, becomes what? The Shaila is only whether an Ikea can be bottled in its own Gidulim, if the Gidulim are all. But if we say that an Ikea can be bottled in its own Gidulim, so then this Botel Shalikea becomes the Botel of Shviz becomes Botel in its own Gidulim that grew in the eighth year. So the Ramban is the Kashe, But how can you, after all, the Ribbon-Gidulim does not take place in 1 second. It's a gradual process. It might take, let's say, a few months until there is a Ribbon-Gidulim over and above the Botzil Shalikia. So let's say every day there is just a Mashal of Gidulim. So the Mashal Gidulim of every day should become bottled in the Ikea. The Ikea is all because of Kamikami bottle. So just as we say Kamikami bottle, that the Mashal of Isa becomes bottled in the whole, so we should say Kamikami bottle, that the Mashal of Keter should become bottled in the whole of Isa gradually. So the Ramban says no. So the Teretz is that over there we cannot say Kamikami bottle because there is no such thing as Heter becoming bottle in Isa. There is a loche of Isa becoming bottle in Heter. Isa loses its identity in Rov Heter, but not that Heter should lose its identity in Rov Isa. There is no such thing. Heter does not become bottle in Isa. Heter does not become bottle in Isa. So then he says, Sha'arizebif me'atzmi, rizebif me'atzmi, v'in echad men osea ache heisid mesad, v'ifircho. Also he says, v'yeshemim hosman etanyu shim gidul of Heter, v'teiroi bottle. But with the Brazil, you can only aim at between Nami and Teru. Shall we say between Atsmi or is it between Atsmi? They never been also a chase in Messiah. In other words, it's like Gosa Becholo. So the Rambam extends the longest. Just as we say that Heta does not become bottle in Isaiah, because only Isaiah can become bottle in Heta. Heta cannot lose its identity in Isaiah. So Heta, for the same reason, Heter cannot lose its identity in another. The whole concept of Bittul is only that Isa loses its identity in Heter. Not that Heter loses its identity in Isa, no, that Heter should lose its identity in another. So he equates, the Rambam equates the impossibility of Heter losing its identity in Isa with the impossibility of Heter losing its identity in another. Now, let's see what is the Shita of the Rashba. We'll just see two chures in the Rashba. We'll see that the Rashba distinguishes between Heter and Heter and Heter and Isa. But the Rashba Shita is that Heter and Isa does become one. But Heter and Heter does not become God. Heter and Heter does not become God. Now, the Ram in Avizora mentioned last time that the Ram in Avizora in the Sugi of Amare Yalnesa and Chobis Lebeya, after the king, Koalim Kule, Rishin Bottle, there's this Sugi, Tafangimu in Avizora. So the Ram mentions two Shittas. One Shitta is that Heter does not become God in Israel, and another Shitta is that Heter becomes God in Israel. Two Shittas. Then the Ram Takmin Veis in Idori says that Heter and Heter does not become one. In Abrizore, Pelikei, and also Takmin Tes in Idori, the Ram mentions to Shites as to whether Heter and Isaiah becomes one. In Takmin Veis, in discussing the Aloha of Torah Sheishu Matirin, the Ram says that Heter and Heter does not become bottle. And that's the pshat in the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudah. We hear in the Mapor and the Masoyim. So Rabbi Yudah learns out from that in the mineral bottle. And Rabbonon say Eilu bottle. Why? Because Eilu, the Eilu of the Par and the Eilu of the Soyim, so it's Heter beheter. So Mele, Heter beheter, so does not become bottle. So let's see the Shire Sarash. And the Rambam equates. Just as there is no bittul of Heter and Isa, there is no bittul of Heter there. Now, the Rashba Shita is that there is bittul of Heter and Isa. And not only is the bittul of Heter and Isa of Itarubis of Lar Belach, but even of Yom Yom, one could say, even if there is bittul of Heter and Isa, maybe only Lav Lach. So there is even distribution. So if, let's say, one Kazayis of becomes evenly distributed in two xesim or isa. So then the heter, the heretofore, kazayin seter loses his identity. But yomish yomish, there is no middle. One could say that, but we see that Rashboshite is that heter v'iser becomes bottle even yomish yomish, not only lav lav. There is a very interesting tshuva, a contemporary of the Rashbo. The name is not mentioned, but from the tshuva we see that the Rashbo, that he was an open god, because even though the Rashbo tells him off and he says, I mean, Odom Shikodom Godom Shikemeis Chosh, and say things like that, but he refers to him as an Odom God, the Rashbo. So this, the one who sent the tshuva, the inquiry to the Rashbo, so he has the kashya. There is a chiyuv of Hashem Tov that chilek aleph of the Rashbo, tshuva reish anubeis. It's a very interesting tshuva. So the one who sent the tshuva to, who made an inquiry of the Rashbo, he has still a certain child. We know that if somebody eats a chatichet, chatichet achas mishnei chatiches, and it's a sofi, whether he ate the chilek or the shumen, so is chayon Hashem Tov. So he has the kashya. How is it possible to be chayv Hashem Tov? Usually, two chtiches are not the same size. So one is larger, and one is smaller. So he has the kashya. Let's say one chtiche is like this, and the other chtiche is like this, small. So, and we're both on the table. One is chilev and one is shumen. He ate one. So he assumed that if the two chatiches are not the same size, so then, and if someone ate the smaller chatiche, the chatiche ktane, he's not chayav in Hashem Tov b'mon efshech. That's how the sheil assumed. Because b'mon efshech, that two alternatives. He ate the smaller chatiche. Even the smaller chatiche is the chatiche that Kvar Pishmai is Galye, that etc. Or it's the Chatiche that Kvar Pishmai is Galye, that it was also. So one Efshech. If Kvar Pishmai is Galye, that the smaller Chatiche that he ate is the Heterlik Chatiche. So etc. Why should he bring it off? If somebody etc. Why should he bring it off? And if Kvar Pishmai is Galye, that the smaller Chatiche is the Yisalik Chatiche. So the male that is the bigger Chatiche is the Heterlik Chatiche. So the Yisadik HaTichet that he ate shouldn't become bottle of Yomish B'Yomish. So this is what he assumed. So it's a good Cheshbon. So he says that in such a case, we is not higher than Hashem Tov. Only if both HaTichets are Shomis, but not if one is large and one is small, and he eats the small. So in order to be chayav Hashem Tov, no matter which chatiche he eats, it's only when he chose. That's what I said. So the Rashbo in the answer said to him, no, that even if they are not chosen, one is large, one is small, and he ate the smaller chatiche, so he has to bring in Hashem Tov. Why? Well, the question is, even it is the heterodik chatiche, the original heterodik chatiche, So it's a death. So he ate shumen. Why should he bring it before eating shumen? Or is the yisadike? But if it's the yisadike, so chatiche, so then we keep. So the other one, the big one, is the heter. So it's bottle berok. It's bottle berok. In other words, and so the Rashbo and the Sheol both assumed, I mean, when we learned Tarumes, we discussed it. In other words, that there can be bottle berok even on the basis of Rav Binyan, even without Rav Binyan. You see, I mean. So, let's say, because there is a shite that there cannot be bitul berov if you have just two chatiches, but one is a big chatiche and one is a small chatiche. There has to be a rov minyan, in other words, three chatiches, then there can be bitul berov. So, we see from this Rashbo that the Rashbo, that's another chidesh. So, the Rashbo holds that even if there is no rov minyan, two against one, in other words, but one is a rov binyan, in other words, one is larger, so there can also be bitul berov. So the Sheol assumed that way, and the Rashba was not chilek on the Sheol on that score. He agreed with the Sheol. But still he said that even if someone ate the smaller Hatiche, so he's chayv l'shem tov. Why? There is no more Shech. Enoch nam, if l'api Ishmael is Gali, that the smaller Hatiche was originally the Yisabik Hatiche, then he wouldn't be chayv. Then he's not doing an avirah, because then it's both. So the larger hatiche was the heavenly hatiche. So the yisadik hatiche that is smaller loses its identity in the larger hatiche. But there is a possibility that the smaller hatiche originally was the heavenly hatiche. So the melee, the larger hatiche is the yisadik hatiche. So the melee, the smaller hatiche that is heter, since there is darubes, we don't know. So the melee loses its identity in the larger Hatiche, that is Issa. It's a very remarkable Chiddush. So in other words, it's higher Kolbom, not because of the possibility, maybe he ate the Hatiche that originally was Issa. If that happened, so he didn't do any Avirah, then it becomes Bottle. But that came because of the possibility, maybe originally it was Eta. So since there is a Darubes, so maybe the head of the Hatiche loses his identity in this Hatiche, a very remarkable Chiddush. I mean, that's a big Chiddush. Because, first of all, the Ramban and many Rishonim say that Heter Nisa does not lose its identity. But one could, with good logic, say that even the Rishonim, who are Chiddush, I mean, the Ramban himself mentions that the Ravid is Chiddush, that the Ravid Chiddush is that the Ramban Nam is all. So he mentions that the Ravid is Chiddush. That Heter does become Bokonis. So only, let's say, Yain Heter falls into Yain Neser, so there it's Lav, there is in distribution. But when it's Yomich, be Yomich. So true, we have a loche of Iser losing its identity in Heter, Yomich, be Yomich. How betray. All right, so that is a Chiddush at all. But Meir Heter, that Heter should lose its identity mid-Reise, by Yomish, Biyomish, in Heter, to such an extent that it will be higher than Korma. Right. If the reason is why it's Bukhoyim HaShem Tolu, is because of the possibility that Rabbi Shmai is Galye, that Hatiche, the small Hatiche that he ate, was originally the heavenly Hatiche. So maybe the Yisrael Hatiche was the larger one. So the heavenly Hatiche lost its identity in the Israeli Hatiach. It's a big Chiddush, a Yom Yomish. But this is the Rashba Shita. This is the Rashba Shita. Reisha and Beis, Chilek Alef. It's a very long tshuva. He discusses many, many things. A very important tshuva. There are so many chidushim in this tshuva. So that's in regard to the question of Heter becoming Botlinis. So we see that the Rajbo is really the Ramban says that even Lach Heter was not become Botlinis. And the Rajbo says that even Yomish B'Yomish, Heter loses its identity in Nisa. Even Yomish B'Yomish. How about Heter B'Heter? How about Heter B'Heter? So on that Ramban, the Ramban equates the two. But in regard to Heter B'Heter, there is a tshuva tof tof lamed aleph. Chilek aleph of the Shabbos tshuvas of the Rashbo tof tof lamed aleph. So he says, it's all tshuva. He says, ugdeilo mizu kosa rabbein rabbi oez rabbiyo. The sheikho means that he agrees with it. The sheikho shenosnei biyayin kelem apest. Viyej biyayin apilu yesa mishishi. Yofel vaprei viyoso mishtesi bipesach. The insol rabitul kelem zmana yisya. Kiditanya periknaram rosso. The imabilin kliu nechshu yitame vitaya. So he mentions, it's remarkable, the analogy. So the Gemara in Aram Rosh says that you cannot put the kele that never became tamei and immerse it in the mikveh and say, I am tameh in the mikveh in case it will come in contact, let's see if he shed it later on. So it shouldn't be tamei because it cannot immersion in the mikveh can be mitaya something that is tamei already. But something that is not done yet cannot become done. I mean, that's a little portion. The Gemara only mentions that in the sugi of Hakomas Nidorim, Makoras Nidorim, Machlekes of Azan Rabbanot. But it's a little portion. In Advilin Kliu Echshi Itam Nitai. Ishtam Nitai. So he says, Mimele, it's not shayach to say, he makes an analogy between Tarim Mikveh and Bitl. He says, Chometz Kelim HaPesach is Heter. There's a Machlei Yashenim on it. There's a Machlei Yashenim as to whether Chometz Kelim HaPesach has a Shem Yisya because it's also on Pesach, or it's a Terebola, it's a Machlei Yashenim. All right, so the Rashbo Shiti is that Chometz Kelim HaPesach is a Terebola because it's Mutanat, so it's a Terebola. So Meir says, if, let's say, now Sheikho, he was married before Pesach, beer, which is from Chometz, he was married with Yayin. And there is the Yayin that is not Chometz, has 60 parts, neged, the volume of the Sheikho. Now, on Pesach itself, so there is no big, because on Pesach it doesn't be mash. On Pesach doesn't be mash. Now the question is, suppose that Arumis took place before Pesach and the Rishishi. So then Erev Pesach, it's Mutabachim. Because the Issa of Chometz Mimashu does not apply to Erev Pesach. How about Pesach if the Tarumis itself took place, let's say, Purim time? And so an Erev Pesach and the Rishishi. But there is Mashu. So an Erev Pesach, you are certainly allowed to eat. The question is, are you allowed to eat on Pesach? So then Machlokes Rishonim, whether you say Chizal Eliya or we don't say Chizal Eliya. So if we say Chizal Eliya, so on Pesach it becomes Osir. If we don't say Chizal Eliya, it's Mutar. But the Rashbo said, the Rashbo here, the Chizal Eliya, another reason. He doesn't discuss Chizal Eliya. He doesn't say because we say Chizal Eliya. He says that to put Sheikho in Yayin, the Teshishi, neged the Sheikho before Pesach, that's a good practice. You're very welcome. But Bitl is not how. So you would expect him to say, Bitl is not how. You're not allowed to drink it on Pesach because of the Shita of Chizal Eliya. So we see from this Shulis Rashbo that he doesn't agree with the Shita of Chizal Eliya. So actually, Monefshah, if Bitl was how before Pesach, so, and Chizal Eliya we don't say, so the Melech should be Mutar B'Siye on Pesach. So he says, it's a good practice, in other words, that he shouldn't be in the Balihoye. Let's say, it's a good practice in order that he should be in the Balihoye. But on Pesach itself, he is not allowed to drink it. Because Bitl was not hal. You see, Bitl is, on Pesach itself, so there is aloche, that there is no Bitl Bishish. And before Pesach, so there couldn't be Bitl. There couldn't be Bitl, because before Pesach, so everything was heter. The Sheikho was heter, and the Yayin was heter. How is it shaykh to say Bitl? In other words, he applies the Ramban's longness, that heter be heter. Just as Ramban says, that until it is Esiv Mosai, it's not Shayach to say if there is, let's say, 1/4 hundred, an increment of 1/4 hundred. So it's not Shayach to say that the 1/4 hundred should become bottled in the rest of the Gidulim, because the rest of the Gidulim is Heter, and the 1/4 hundred is also Heter. Heter and Heter cannot lose its identity. There is no such thing. So he says, when he was behind the Sheikha with 60 pounds of Yayin, and it was Lardulach, so at that time no loss of identity took place, because it was Heter Heter. It's a terrible Akedim Pesach. Then, when it becomes Yisera, when the son of Erev Pesach sets below the horizon, then it acquires Hashem, Hashem Yisera. So then it's already Pesach. So then Bitl Yischar, but it doesn't imagine. You see, the Rashbos Lomdes is that we do not see Chizam Eliyah. If he had agreed with the Lomdes of Chizam Eliyah, so then he would say it's also Messiah because of Chizam Eliyah. He doesn't say because of Chizam Eliyah. He mentions the Moshe, the Dimyan of Gemara Nidor in Aram Roso, the Mabil in Kliot, Shein Tavu Litaya. So just as you cannot be Mitaya, something that is not only yet, so you cannot be Mivate, something that is not also yet. That is not also yet. Why? Because Heta be Heta, there is no Bidl. Heta be Heta, there is no Bidl. So we see that in the Rashbon Reisha in base, he says, Heta be Isa, there is Bidl. Even Yomish Yomish. And Heta be Heta, there is no Bidl, even Lalo. Not like the Ramban, who equates it. Now let's see a certain Aroch. Mishkono. Simon Zalites in Tarubis, the Ramor, the Dagoe, and Sivo, he says as follows. Kazayis Holo, Shenofal Maim, Vinizbatil Bisamach. Vinizbatil Bisamach. Kazayis Holo. And the washishim in the water neged that Maim. I'm sorry, neged that Holo. והכי נופל מן המים לגדי רוב של בוסו. Then, he scooped in, he filled up a cup from that pail, and he poured it in the גדי רוב של בוסו. אף על פי שאין בי בוסו סמך נגד החול. And we know that the top shield in the גדי רוב does not have 60 parts נגד החול. That was in that cup of water. So still it's muta. It doesn't ask the person. Shari nizbati lo bimayim. V'chol kanisis. Malmai. That's from the old. Sefer Or. So, but according to the Ramban, it shouldn't be like that, according to the Ramban. Because a cholov is heter. Cholov. And the cholov fell into Mayim is Heter. Heter and Heter does not lose its identity. So it shouldn't come off. So it's not such a double portion. You see that so the Ramot pass means that it does become one. Now it is interesting that the Shach says, very reactions. Aguf Adim, Pshite, Dokol Yisrael, Bottom Bishishim. Yesh Reima, Mishmidei Kamon, Simen Rei Sadik Tez, Sivkot Nalef, Nisboi, Yeheta, Yeheta, Yishaya Bito, Amashulon, Yehochel Lamin Noche, Vichayu Yisrael, Valchot Dalle, Shmainon, Din Chetz, so Yisrael Pases, Shmainon, Heta beheta mi boto. That's not like Ramban. Ramban says in so many places, in Bo Basre, in Abdizore, and so he emphasizes that, so he mentions in the Rayu, so he says, the heta beheta is not boto. But even the heta beheta mi boto, we know for all of the mind that Israel, what Ramban says in Israel. So he says that's the Chiddush, because the common similarly Sadik test, Sifkot Nale, Nisboye, the Heta Behetea, the Shaya people, Komashmo, the Ochalam, 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 the Ochalam So why at all? Is there a more chemical bedin that is mentioned in Simon Bar Sabites? This is Kabikwai body. But what is the use of wine? The use of wine means if he beg it, has tzemer upishno. What does tzemer mean? There are all kinds of tzemer. Tzemer malim is also tzemer, but that's not also together with pishno. Only tzemer echeret, of a sheep. So that is also. But tzemer malim, to be married with pishno, with linesh, and make a beget, yara. So in Simen Reis Adiktes, the Mechaba says, see how I say this fault. Tzemer v'cheilim, tzemer gmalim v'chayitzi behem. He took the crude tzemer v'cheilim and the crude unprocessed tzemer gmalim shetov von ze bo ze v'tovo mehem tov tiv tov im oya achotzi meo chayilim mar yakob tzemer v'al klayim ma pishton v'im oya oriv migmalim muta li'alve ima pishton מפני שצורס הקל, צורס צמר גמר, ואינכי שישים, ונימוש על צמר המרום בה, מפני שאינו מחותי צמר. So the Mechaba says that if someone takes the crude material of צמר החל, and the crude material of the צמר גמר, as you shear it off from the sheep and from the camel, and you combine them, and so then it is muter. So if the rov of that combination, of that mixture, was tzemer mali, then even though it has of the tzemer chayim in it, so then you can marry that with linen and make it bad. And make it bad. Why? Because tzuras hakel, tzuras tzemer mali. Then he says, hilkach. Umbaglad, the Rishaya were people, allocated to Shiyasu Huti. Our Aha, Shiyasu Huti, Ailey Claim Shio, after the Hut culture, shall send out the very God who shall Pishto, who shall Pishto be Tzemea, is also. That you never the Hut, the Yidamu became a Rishaya be people was. Alright, so this is what the Shach means, the Shach has the Kashi, what kind of a Hinesh. Because the Ramon Meishli, that's from the Nisa Be'etea. So he says, there is a big chidesh. Because we should come and see the Sadiq Tez, Sivkot Ma'alef, his boy, the Heta Be'etea, Rishaya Bito. Komashmuron, the Hochel, we are Murin and Hochel. Here it is Rishaya Bito. So the question is, why is it different than, this? So, there is, so I think this shach could be explained with a tshuva of the Nebihude, Yeredeye, tshuva Samachei, I think. So he says, now let's go over what the shach says in Simen Reish Sarikdes. The shach says in Simen Reish Sarikdes. So the shach says in Simen Reish Sarikdes, it says as follows. Rishaya bebiko, v'leampimon sheivato biro, mi'acha sheyikei nikya. Rishayech, So what does he say? The Ramo says. So the Mechaba says, V'lishayu b'pitl elokeinim shi'asu chutim. Aval acha shi'asu chutim, eyu iklo yu shi'im. Aval chut kol shu, shal tzemer, b'beget godel shal pishto b'tzemer, is also. And then he says, the Ramo, but you never da chut, but you damim keini, v'lishayu b'pitl vosa. V'lishayu b'pitl vosa. Now the question is this, one thing is sure, that if he takes the crude unprocessed material of Tzemer Chel and the crude unprocessed material of Tzemer Mali and is married them, then there is one thing is sure, that if, let's say, a one chut of Pishton, so will be Mure in a big baguette, of Tzemer, so there is no beef. There is no beef. It's not trying to say shishi, because that means no fire. The question is this. Suppose a chut of not the crude material of Tzemer Chayim was nisari, with the good material of Tzemach Gmali. But the chut that was already made of Tzemach Bechayim was misaleh with the chut of, that was already made from Tzemach Gmali. Many chutim that were already made. So, can we say bittul b'chol on those chutim? And if we do say chutim, bittul b'chol on the chutim, so then, if we say bittul b'chol, so then you could take one chut, let's say, one chut that was already made from Tzemach Bechayim, was misaleh with the 100 chutim that were already made from Tzemach Gmali. Put misaleh. So, can you take a chut? Can you take chutim from that and be ma'arav it with pishta? That the Mechaber doesn't discuss. That the Mechaber doesn't discuss. Because the notion of the Mechaber is that Tzemach Bechayim is about Gmalim Shetopon, and Eve, the Rod is with Gmalim Mutalahar Bina Pishta. And then he says, Hilkach, Mishay Salam, Tzemach Bechayim, maybe Minachay Omar Bina, Umimpat Rechamah. ולשייך בו ביטל על הקטעים שיעשו חוטי. אבל אחר שנעשו חוטי, אין לי כל יום שיעו, אבל לחוט כלשהו, כלשהו של צבע, ובגד גודל של פישטון ושל פישטון בצבע עושה. So it can be explained two ways. That means, if one חוט of צבע got lost in the בגד גודל של פישטון, so there is no ביטל, of course, that's a double portion. That's a double portion. But suppose one חוט of צבע was misaleh with 100 חוטים, of Tzemach Bechayim, one chut of Tzemach Bechayim was misaleh with 100 already made chutim that were made from Mali, from Tzemach Mali, maybe there is it. The Mechaber has spelled it out that after the chut kolshehu shel Tzemach Bechayim, Godel shel Pishto, or shel Pishto Tzemach also, nobody is chelek on that. Nobody is chelek on that. But suppose a chut that was made from Tzemach was misaleh with many chutim that were made from Pishta. I'm sorry, not from Pishta. There was misaleh with many chutim that were made from Tzemach Gmali. From Tzemach Gmali. Can you take a chut of that arubes and be ma'arav with Pishta? Then the Mechaber doesn't spell out. But let's see what the Shach says. The Sach says, V'l'yamrino, she'yivadu b'rov, n'shaya b'bito. Says, and Ramo, v'atiyonev v'dachut v'yedanu, m'keimei, v'shaya b'bito, v'yos, V'l'yamrino, she'yivadu b'rov, m'yachar she'y m'keimei m'ikev, v'l'yishaya b'bito b'rov, elu'yisea she'nisari b'heter, avu heter she'nisari b'heter, ועוד זה התערבו סום נעשה, ושי הרבה ביטל, ואין כאן לכתיכה אחר של איסר. תלוי מה, so he explains it, in parentheses. ועכשיו נעשה אחר לכתיכה אחר של איסר, הראש, הוא מביא עם ביסיוסף. So it's a quote from the ראש. So what does the ראש say? ואמרינו שאיבטו ברוב, מאחר שניקי ניקה, ושי הרבה ביטל ברוב, ולאיסר שניסה לבטר. אבל היתר שניסה לבטר, ועוד התערבו סום נעשה, ושי הרבה ביטל. ואין כאן לכתיכה אחר של איסר. So in parentheses, the Shach explains the דברי ראש. כלומר, אם הדעה עכשיו נעשה, הייתה לכתיכה אחר של איסר. Why does it not follow? So the way the Shach understood the ראש, the way the Shach understood the ראש, is that the Mechaber is only saying, אבל אחר שנעשה חוטי, אין לקלויים שיעור, אבל חוט כלשהו, של צמר בבית גודל של פישטון, או של פישטון בצמר עושה, only the תרובס, consisted of one chut, let's say, of Tzemach Bechayim in a big bucket of fish. So then there is no beetle. Just as you cannot say beetle b'rov b'osa b'chol. I mean, of course, if there is shishim, so then it does become beetle. But not only, it's only an expression of beetle. It's not beetle, because the heads of b'osa b'chol depends upon the time that the cholov gives in the bosa. So it's not because of bittul isurim of shishim. Because the bosa, b'fni'atzmi is heter, the cholov b'fni'atzmi is heter, when you are me'aril or the bishul, to an extent that one gives a time to the other, then it becomes a heter, an entity of bosa cholov. So it's not because isa becomes bottle in heter. What is isa? What is heter? The cholov is isa and the bosa is heter, or the bosa? The boss of Isisar, Cholov is Eter, they are both Eter, but the combination of the two may constitute an entity of Isya. So, when it constitutes an entity of Isya, if the combination of the epistle is made in such a way that one gives a time in the other, the whole gives a time in the bosom, the bosom gives a time in the whole. But there is no beetle. And let's say, can you say beetle the whole? Even if it gives a time, but after all, you'll say, you just dropped, let's say, one cup of milk into 10 cups of fresh soup. So what the whole? It's not what's in the whole. It's all bosom. You can say that. Because that's bosom the whole. So here too, if you take one chut of tzemer v'cheilim and that becomes miyuget with pishtan, so it can be even 1,000 parts in the pishtan, 10,000 parts, because that's the isya. This is how the shah understood the rosh essay. So in other words, so it's mashma according to the shah, according to the shah. So according to the shah, if let's say there will be taruves of a chut shel tzemer v'cheilim with, let's say, 60, I mean, with many chutim, as a matter of fact, we don't teach Ishi here, because by Yomish B'Yobesh, so it's what the Rav Midrash say, and with Rabbon on Yomish B'Yobesh, so require Shishi, because of Ixere, of Vavlach, but by Yomish B'Yobesh, so according to Moshe Sheni, so we don't, even with Rabbonim we don't require shishim. There is a shishim that requires shishim. But according to Moshe Rasheni, even with Rabbonim we don't require shishim. It's part of the law. Here it's Yom Yovich. So in other words, so from the Shach it appears, the way the Shach understood the Rosh, that if there will be Tarubes of one chut that was made from Tzemer Chelim with two chutim that was made from Tzemer Mali, so then you'll be able, so there will be Bittul the Rosh, because there is bitul heta beheta. There is bitul heta beheta, and then you'll be able to take one chut out of that arubes and use it in the baggage of pishtun.